And then, of course, about 6 months ago, something else happened. This was not, of course, something that I did. It was something that happened to me. That is to say, when I was in Italy, when I was on the Tuscany reunion retreat, I started having serious trouble with my eyesight, as a result of which I can no longer read or write. Have to be read to and have to dictate if I want to write anything. So that has made quite a big practical difference in my life. But I noticed that people, some of them, have spoken and also written about my having suffered a very serious loss in as much as I can no longer read and write, especially in as much as I can no longer read. And sometimes they speak of that as though I must be suffering a lot, as though I'm sort of itching to grab hold of a book and devour it. And since I can no longer do that, well, Bunty must be really suffering. But I can assure you that it isn't like that at all. In fact, I think I can say that from the very first day that I suffered this loss of eyesight, I think I could almost say I didn't regret not being able to read. After all, I've read so much in the course of my life. I couldn't help thinking sometimes, well, maybe Mother Nature is giving me a hint and saying, look here, Sangharakshita, you've read so much since you were a boy. It's about time you stopped. It's about time you reflected more. So I've sort of taken the hint. To be quite frank, I'm quite happy to take the hint and, reflect more. So I have been, for the last 6 months and more, reflecting perhaps, more than I used to. And I have found it very interesting. I remember that when I was in Tuscany on that reunion retreat, I wasn't taking part in the activities really very much. I was talking to people a lot. I spent a lot of my time, just lying on my bed, not able to do anything and just reflecting. And I was really surprised, in a way, how quickly the time had passed. I didn't feel bored. I just lay there, just reflected, felt quite happy. And even sometimes, I could go so far as to say, well, quite pleased I didn't have to read anything. It was, in a sense, almost a sort of relief to be much more, as it were, centered within. So that represents, obviously, a quite important change and development in my life. And though the external changes have been considerable, I don't really feel that there have been any internal changes apart from that fact of my spending nowadays much more time reflecting. So you might be wondering, of course, well, when I reflect, what do I reflect on? Well, lots of things. Reflect on things I've read in the past. I recall poems that I've learned by heart. I reflect on them, perhaps understand them a bit more deeply. I reflect on my own past life. I find I've been reflecting quite a bit on my early childhood, about which I gave a couple of talks on that Tuscany retreat. And of course, reflecting on the FWBO, reflecting on what's happened, within our movement in the course of the last 30 odd years. Especially as, of course, I'm nowadays continuing to work on my memoirs, dictating my memoirs. And, of course, I'm fast approaching the point where the FWBO was actually started in a little basement in Monmouth Street in central London. We started with a weekly meditation group, and that basement couldn't hold more than 20 people. That's all. And that was how we started. And that was 30 odd years ago. Well, now we've got New Pabaloka. We've got lots of other places. We've got about 1,000 order members. We've got about the same number of mitras, and our movement has spread to a number of different countries all over the world. So when I reflect on all that, sometimes I wonder how it has all happened, that so much has come from so little, well, apparently so little. And I cannot help feeling that though I am supposedly the founder of the FWBO and the WBO, I don't feel as though this is something which I have done. It seems to have sprung up and grown up, as it were, quite naturally, almost independently of me, though I suppose I did have something to do with it. So those are the sort of reflections I've been having, yes?